Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Build a Business, Not a Job, by David Finkel. Is a practical guide for entrepreneurs who feel trapped by the very company they created. Instead of celebrating growth, many owners end up as the chief firefighter, the primary salesperson, and the final decision maker, leaving little time for strategy or personal life. Finkel, known for coaching small and mid-sized business leaders, focuses on building a company that can run without constant owner intervention. The book frames growth as more than revenue increases. It is also about systems, leadership depth, and predictable execution. Readers are guided to shift from doing everything to designing how work gets done, clarifying roles, and developing a team that can consistently deliver results. Across its guidance, the emphasis stays on actionable changes, simplifying priorities, setting up measurable processes, and creating accountability so the business does not depend on the owner being present every day. The promise is straightforward: regain control, improve performance, and build a scalable operation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, shifting from operator to owner mindset. A central idea is the mindset change from being the person who performs key tasks to being the person who builds the machine that performs them. Many founders equate control with personal involvement, but that approach creates a bottleneck where every decision, approval, and customer issue routes back to the owner. The book encourages identifying where the owner is essential and where the owner is simply habitual. This includes recognizing the hidden cost of heroics. Urgent problem solving feels productive, yet it prevents strategic work like market positioning, talent development, and long-term planning. Finkel pushes readers to redefine their role around direction setting, values, and high leverage decisions rather than constant execution. Practical implications include learning to delegate outcomes, not just tasks, and building confidence that others can deliver when expectations are clear. The shift also involves measuring success differently, not only by sales or busyness, but by how consistently the company meets goals without requiring the owner to be the glue. Over time, this mindset supports both growth and personal freedom, because the organization becomes less dependent on a single individual. Secondly, designing systems that replace chaos with repeatability. The book emphasizes that sustainable growth requires systems, meaning clear and repeatable ways of doing core work. Without systems, a company relies on memory, tribal knowledge, and the skills of a few high performers, which makes results inconsistent and onboarding slow. Finkel focuses on identifying the critical functions that drive customer value and cash flow, then documenting simple best practices that can be trained, measured, and improved. Systems are presented as a tool for speed, not bureaucracy. When processes are visible, teams can spot bottlenecks, eliminate rework, and deliver a consistent customer experience. This approach also protects quality during expansion, when new hires and new locations can dilute standards. A key point is that systems should be tied to outcomes and metrics rather than thick manuals. When a process is linked to a measurable result, the business can adjust quickly and avoid endless debates about preferences. The book also highlights that owners should start with the few processes that create the biggest leverage, such as sales follow-up, fulfillment, customer service, and hiring, rather than trying to systematize everything at once. Thirdly, building a team that can lead and execute. Another major theme is upgrading the business by upgrading leadership capacity. Companies that depend on the owner for every judgment call cannot scale, so the book stresses hiring, developing, and empowering people who can run outcomes. This includes clarifying roles, decision rights, and performance expectations so managers do not escalate routine issues upward. Finkel promotes practical management rhythms that create alignment, such as regular one-on-ones, consistent scorecards, and predictable meeting cadences. The focus is not on motivational speeches, but on creating conditions where people know what winning looks like and have the authority and resources to deliver. The book also addresses the common fear that delegation will lower standards. Instead, it recommends setting clear targets, providing training, and using feedback loops to reinforce quality. When leaders have measurable goals and accountability, the owner can step back without losing control. Over time, leadership depth becomes a strategic advantage. It allows the company to take on bigger clients, handle more complexity, and adapt to market changes without overloading the founder. This people-centered approach ties directly to lifestyle freedom because it reduces the need for constant owner presence. Fourthly, accountability, metrics, and the discipline of execution. Execution is treated as a discipline that can be designed, not a personality trait. The book underscores the importance of turning goals into trackable commitments so progress is visible and problems surface early. Many small businesses run on intuition and end-of-month surprises, but Finkel pushes for leading indicators that show whether the business is on track before it is too late to correct. Scorecards, dashboards, and simple key performance indicators help teams understand priorities and make decisions without waiting for the owner. Accountability is framed as clarity plus follow-through. Each objective needs an owner, a deadline, and a definition of done. This reduces the cycle of repeated conversations and unfinished projects that drain time. The book also supports creating a culture where numbers are used for learning and improvement rather than blame, making it easier to address issues quickly. When execution becomes consistent, the business gains predictability in revenue, delivery, and customer satisfaction. That predictability lowers stress for the owner and makes planning more realistic, including staffing, investment decisions, and personal time away from the business. The result is a company that performs because its operating cadence makes performance the default. Lastly, reclaiming time, designing the business around a better life. A defining promise of the book is that a well-built business should support the owner's life instead of consuming it. Finkel connects operational improvements to lifestyle outcomes by encouraging owners to set specific freedom goals, such as limiting weekly hours, taking uninterrupted vacations, or focusing on strategic projects. The point is not to work less by neglecting the business, but to work differently by removing owner dependency. The book frames time as a strategic resource and encourages owners to audit where their hours actually go, then eliminate low-value activities through delegation, automation, or process improvement. It also highlights that boundaries are difficult unless the organization has clear decision-making structures and capable leaders. By strengthening systems and accountability, the owner can step away without creating emergencies. This topic also relates to resilience. Businesses that can run without the founder are more stable during illness, family needs, or unexpected disruptions. Additionally, an owner-independent company is typically more valuable, since buyers and investors prefer operations that do not rely on a single person. In that sense, reclaiming time is both a personal benefit and a financial strategy that increases the long-term worth of the enterprise. In conclusion, this book is best suited for small and mid-sized business owners, agency leaders, consultants building teams, and founders who feel overworked despite having revenue and staff. It is also useful for managers promoted into leadership who need a clearer operating model for execution and accountability. The primary benefit is practical. It helps readers redesign their role and the company structure so results do not depend on constant personal effort. By focusing on systems, measurable priorities, and leadership depth, the book can reduce stress, improve consistency, and create the space needed for strategic thinking and personal life. That combination often leads to better customer experiences and healthier profits because the business runs with fewer fire drills. Compared to many entrepreneurial books that emphasize hustle or broad inspiration, Finkel's approach is oriented toward operational leverage and owner independence. The value is in translating common growth goals into concrete management habits, clearer roles, repeatable processes, and metrics that guide decisions. For readers who want more than motivation and prefer a framework for building a scalable company, it is worth buying because it addresses the real constraint in many businesses, the owner's limited time, and provides a roadmap to remove that constraint. If you would like to support David Finkel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.